Mad Marv's Notebook for August 9th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. When I got into the office this morning, a little bit of a surprise. The fluorescent light right above my desk is broken. And it's not just the light bulbs that burnt out. It looks like the whole fixture no longer works. So I think I wasted at least a good half hour this morning trying to replace light bulbs. And then after I was done wasting time with it, a couple other people in the office, because we're all engineers, decided they'd give it a try too. I wasted another half hour trying to replace light bulbs. And then finally everyone gave up and agreed that the light fixture is pretty much busted. So I have a little dark area now. It's kind of relaxing, I guess. It's normally bright enough that I can see without a light directly overhead. And of course, yeah, I don't really need lights if I just work on my computer all day. So for now, I think I'm going to be fine. When it gets, I guess, towards the, I don't know if they're going to get around to fixing it anytime soon. I assume they could, but it's a little bit of a hassle to call out an electrician just to fix one light fixture. Where I know our office has plans to renovate the third floor, and I'm on the second floor. But if and when they do get their plans together to renovate the third floor, then it'd probably be easy to get the electrician to come down and fix the second floor. But that plan has been going on for 2 years now, so I have no idea when it's actually going to happen or if it's going to happen. I just know we've been slowly moving people from the third floor down to the second floor, trying to free up some space and clear out the area so they could work on it. Anyway, what else? Oh yeah, I wanted to mention, who's that, who had that comment about Lahaina Luna and the Maui Waui on their Dog Days podcast? That reminds me, I have, or at least I had a project out there to add some, what were we adding? I think the electrician was adding some lights to the ball field for Lahaina Huna High School. Ooh, lots of background noise today. Hope this recording's still good. And I had some minor associated work with that. And that job was at least 3, maybe 4 years ago. They haven't closed out the books on the job yet because the contractor tried to pull a fast one and didn't follow the plans when he installed the lights. So that job is unresolved now. I have no idea what's actually going to happen with that project, but it reminded me, Lahaina Luna. Yeah, it's built up on the side of a hill. Pretty hot over there. Pretty dry otherwise. And I can see his point. There's not much else to do in the area unless you go into Lahaina for the bars and get drunk, I guess. I never actually saw anybody surfing in that area, but yeah, he's pretty much true, at least in the rural areas. Whenever the surf's up, things tend to slow down a lot. Okay, got into an elevator. So the photo today is going to be a picture of some hula hoopers I photographed in front of a sunset. This was at least probably more like 4 or 5 years ago now, when we just happened to be on the beach and the sunset was really spectacular. A lot of deep pink and orange and red colors in the sky, and it was just perfect for the kind of silhouette I got. And it's hard for me to remember another time when I've gotten another sunset quite as bright as that. Even though, yeah, that kind of a sunset only happens, I'd say, a couple of times a year at most. It's very lucky that day. Yeah, we were very lucky that day for that sunset. And I do like photographing hula hoop dancers when they have LED hoops or fire hoops. I think I may find a photo or two for a future Dog Days episode. But until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.